morning, Di.
Hi, how are you, Kimmy?
Yeah, I'm going really well, thank you. I am loving the River of Art this year and some of the additions. For example, the murals.
Yes, how amazing are they?
Oh, incredible.
One outside your window, I believe.
Oh, I am so lucky. You know, I came into work early in the week and it was already painted and I thought, oh, that's interesting, it's got a paint job. And then I saw all these little scratchings and I thought, that's interesting, I wonder what they are. And then the work started and I have just had a bird's eye view the whole week.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's Jan Crimstone. He's almost finished down there, so it's well worth a look on the back of the Promenade Plaza there at Batemans Bay.
Oh, it's just beautiful, Di.
Yeah. And down the street, there's another one happening. So Yarny Walk is beavering away behind the Bridge Plaza.
Yeah, beautiful.
About a 15-metre wall that he's painting down there.
Wow. It's just great. And is there another one happening in Maruya?
Yeah, we've got one on, it's on the pharmacy wall on the corner of Church and Balkan Street. And that's a young woman painting that. She's a Wollongong-based artist, and she's doing the most incredible mural there, which is a style. It'll have a stylized swan.
Oh, nice.
And lots of references to local flora and fauna, which is just gorgeous.
Yeah. And is there another one?
Yep, two more.
Okay, two, yep.
There's two down in Naruma, one opposite the information centre at the Lighthouse Surgery.
Beautiful.
A two-story wall, which is all these stunning marine references and Goolaga in the background by Tim Phibbs. Tim's actually been the curator of this part of the River of Art Festival this year that we're calling Revive. He's a highly experienced mural artist with deep family connections to the Naruma area, and he's also been working with Cheryl Davison, on an Aboriginal design that she's done for the restrooms, as we call them, the toilet block down at Wagonga Inlet opposite the quarter deck.
Nice.
That one we've done collaboratively with the Oyster Festival. So Cheryl's design incorporates oysters, there's sea eagles, oyster catchers, all those references to the significance of the region and the rock oyster to the Yuin community.
We just have a rich, diverse culture of artists, very talented people in our area, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. Just phenomenal. And now I'm discovering a whole lot of local mural artists that I didn't even know existed before. So we're hoping to be able to include public art and mural painting as a feature of the festival from this year forward.
Mm, I love that idea.
So good.
Yeah.
The community feedback's just been overwhelmingly positive. And, you know, it's about bringing a bit of joy to people post the bushfires.
Yes.
And in fact, the funding for this has come from disaster relief funding from the bushfires to celebrate community and the places in which we live. And every one of these murals just does that so beautifully.
It's just wonderful. And it's a real credit to you guys, you know, including that. And, you know, as you say, it's joyous, it's artistic, you know, it makes you happy to look at it. And it adds so much culture to our community. And for visitors that come and see us, they're just going to be wowed.
Yes, well, we're hoping so. And, of course, they're an enduring legacy. They'll be there for many years to come for people to enjoy.
Mm.
So this weekend, there's still a heap on, of course, with the River of Art right throughout the Shire. We've got exhibitions in Badalla. We've got a book launch down at Bermagui at the Four Winds Festival site. And that's the story by Malena Safali about her losses in the fire at Mallacoota. So that's well worth looking into. We've got a poetry performance. We've got Tilba Talks doing walks around Tilba and also the Art on Parade sites down in Naruma that Max have organised this year, the Montague Arts and Crafts Society. So you can get in touch with Zoe if you want to do one of those walks.
Mm-hmm.
We've got photographs. There was a photographic workshop done with some kids at the Badalla School, and they're on display in the Naruma Library. And I kid you not, those photographs look like they've been taken by absolute pros.
Yeah, there was a great photo on Facebook of one young girl getting really in a really good position to take the perfect shot. I loved it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And they've just done these beautiful photographs all in the school precinct after being given just a few tips on composition and camera use. And honestly, they are spectacularly good. They're also actually on a virtual exhibition on our website.
Awesome. Yeah, they're clever, aren't they?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, we've got virtual open studios on our website. So if people are at home and wanting to do something inside their own home, they're still able to be part of River of Art by going online and checking out the fabulous things we've been able to do with our website this year. But we've also got a huge number of open studios this weekend.
Yeah, haven't you got like about 18 or something?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, with COVID, Kimmy, I just thought, oh, you know, is this actually going to happen? And this is almost as many as we would have in a year when we haven't had this madness.
Yeah, how good is that?
Yeah, so excited about that. So I hope people will get out and support those local artists by visiting their studios and purchasing some of their incredible work.
I think they will. And, you know, I think in this COVID world, we're so used to it now with the physical distancing and the hygiene. It's getting to be almost like second nature. So I think we're just starting to live our lives again, just doing the physical distancing, doing the hygiene. And I think, you know, we like, let's get back to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Someone said to me the other day, the River of Art is like epicormic growth. And I said, like what? She said, you know, that new growth that comes on the gum trees after the bushfire.
Yeah.
Guys have suddenly come out of your cupboards and your studios and you're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Fresh green shoots.
Yes. The fluffy bits. That's what I always call them with the trees.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. So I thought that was really sweet.
Well, it's been an absolutely awesome festival and it does continue this weekend. So, as you said, Di, you know, let's get out and support our wonderful artists on our coast. And, you know, no doubt you'll take a lot from this one and you'll come back next year and life will be much more normal, I hope. And I can't wait to see what you guys come up with next year. You keep coming up with things every year.
Well, he's hoping we keep being creative like everyone else down on the coast. So people can go to our website, which is riverofart.com.au, if they'd like to see what's on the program and what to do this weekend.
That's awesome. Di, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Kimmy. Thank you.